Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and it is Mixed Martial Mindset with John Fitch. I literally got off the road at, I believe, about 6:35 a.m. after a 14-hour drive from Stafford, Virginia, after a 6-hour drive, plus the day before from Myrtle Beach, only to be banned from YouTube yet again.
I can't hear you.
What? You can't hear me?
Going on.
Uh-oh, Fitch, you can't hear me. All right, so we're going to continue, and Fitch is going to have to figure this one out. I think he went in and out. John.
There we go. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're good to go. And
getting
listen,
old. I thought I was deaf for a second.
No, don't you go dying on me, bro. I can't have that happen. Oh, I need you around, buddy. I got no one else to bitch at after the weekend, right? Yeah. And just let it all go. So, Fitch, I got to start the program like this because it's nuts. You know, I go to this thing. I meet Roger Stone for the first time in person. I kind of talk to him a little bit behind the scenes, grill him a little bit on Trump and the administration. I'm amongst all these people that have no idea who I am. But then I got some hardcores, right? So, you know, a few people actually came there to see me. You know, me and my girlfriend, she works for the Gateway Pundit, and she's absolutely gorgeous. So she's just bringing everybody over. I've got great interviews that are going up. We've already put up Andrew Wakefield, who actually was very gracious. Who else? Patrick Byrne. For those that don't know, he founded Overstock.com. He was the one that was really challenging the election process. Oh, no. Oh no, legitimate fair elections, and a lot of others. The Iowa Mama Bears were there. Yeah, so overall it was a really great experience, and I was able to give my speech, right? And you know, I don't know if we're gonna play any of it or all of it, but we're definitely gonna play these 20 seconds that apparently got me banned on YouTube again. All right, now this is a strike, but it's totally and completely unjust. No one even watched the video. You can tell that it was keyword initiated, and we're going to get into that right now. So check it out. Within a little over an hour, okay, a little over an hour, I get this strike. It's 11:28 a.m. Now, I don't realize this for a good 15 minutes. I think it was like around 11:45, right? And I get upset because I didn't say anything about COVID vaccine misinformation. I made no statements whatsoever. I didn't even say the word COVID. The only thing that I said was that the shots, whether they were mRNA or vector-based, were bio-nanotech in relation to this document I was presenting. That's it. So I appeal. And if you see this, guys, at 11:57 a.m., they rejected my appeal. The video is 14 plus minutes long. Okay, it's 14 minutes long, period. I appealed. I saw it 11:45. I don't think I appealed it till 11:48 and submitted it. In less than 10 minutes, they auto-rejected my appeal. Okay? So now we're going to get into it. So, of course, I fight back every time. This is the only thing, okay, that could have qualified as medical misinformation. And I said, look, my appeal was rejected within minutes by a team YouTube. It's outrageous. mRNA and vector-based shots are bio-nanotech. That is undisputable. I know it should have been indisputable, but hey, I'm a little slow. All right? But I'm still right. Literally nothing else is said whatsoever about them. Burmis Brigade, please retweet and get my channel back. All right? So let's play it. This is what evil Jason Burmis said. Okay?
And you will notice that they accurately predicted that the bio-nano era would begin in 2020. Why do I say it began in 2020? What do you think the shots were? Whether you took the mRNA or the vector shot, they were all biological nanotechnology, and they just injected billions of people with it.
That's it. There is no disputing that fact. That is all that's said. And here we go. Can you share your URL? This is the bot talk. This is what kills me. Look, we'll take a closer look. So guys, again, check it out. I share the URL, and now the next bot goes, can you share the URL of the channel that was suspended? So again, this is bot talk, guys. So I give it again. I go, can I please have my strike removed? The video is reinstated and access to posting to my channel. Like, this is now, listen again, they banned me a little over in an hour. They took less than 10 minutes to say, no, you can't have it back, right? And then they say, mind sharing the URL in question. So now I have to give them the URL they banned. And they go, we'll pass it along and update soon. No promises. The decision will change, but we'll see what we can find out. I go, promises? Either mRNA and vector shots or bionanotech or they aren't. You took less than 10 minutes to reject an appeal on a 14-minute video. No human watched the video. Give me the channel back and reinstate the video. Again, the clip contains zero misinfo. And he goes, we've already passed your info along. We'll circle back like Jen Psaki with the result real soon. So I'm waiting for them now to circle back. That is my venting. It's total bullshit. I mean, dude, you know, I really try hard here. You know,
that's where you can see also. Is there really a left-right divide? Because you think the rich people on the right would create, you know, real platforms or real services, and or is it just too many normies, or what's the hold up? Why is everybody beholden to this, you know, these singular entities? It's like a lot of centralized power. It's the whole reason we fought against the English, right? We created the Constitution was.
Your mic's,
sure nobody can centralize the powers.
Your mic's a little like blowing up now. All of a sudden, maybe your cord's a little loose now, or maybe just back off it a little bit. I don't know. Maybe your beard was touching it. I'm not sure. It was weird. It was almost like a lot of feedback all of a sudden. I don't know. It was.
Oh, kind of... I was moving the table. I think I was leaning on the table.
Okay. All right. Hopefully.
So the arm's touching the table.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Dude, I think that, so, all right, let's talk about my conversation with Roger Stone, I guess, right? I guess that's an interesting place to start here. Now, my girlfriend's been around a lot of these people, John. And listen, I'm just putting it out there, guys. I'm trying to start a family with this girl. I totally love this girl. I couldn't be happier with this girl. I know Fitch is probably like doing the beer thing, but he already has kids. He has his family, and if he's ever going to do it again, that's on his terms. Anyway, she worked in she interned in the original Bush administration, not the original, the W administration, the first term. Okay. And she's like a New York City girl that kind of fell into all this. And she's been in these circles before and talks to all these people and whatever, but she's kind of still a little bit in the left right paradigm because of how nutty the left has gotten, right? And how they're acting. And I think that a lot of them really just, they don't know, man. Like, I got contacted by a lot of people after I did my speech, man. Even on the way out, people were handing me their cards. You know, they're all like, we really want to talk to you. I'm like, great. You know, I was talking to Thomas Renz behind the scenes, other than Roger Stone. And everybody doesn't know, he's in those lawsuits with all the vaccine information and the COVID lockdowns and everything else. And he's been there really since the outset, and he's kind of expanding on what's going on. But Stone himself, I talked about Trump, right? I talked about the failures of his administration, right? I go, well, what do you do, man? You got Bolton in there. You got Mattis in there. I go, you got Barr in there. He's no friend. I go, let's say you get him elected after the fact that we all know he won the last one. Right. But somehow you're going to find a way, and we don't even know what's going to happen in the primaries if you're going to buy into that. I go, what then? I go, even if he gets in, I go, who's he put in? And he's like, well, I think this time around he'll make better decisions. And I go, okay, well, what if he can't get in because they steal both the primaries and we get to the next one and he just wins and loses again? You know what I mean? And he goes, well, maybe it's time for a revolution. Listen, man, no offense, Roger, but you're an older guy. Okay. I'm a young buck. Let's see.
He's going to lead a battalion. Let's go.
I'm just saying, bro. You know what? I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't want to listen. I don't think we're winning against the robots. Maybe, it was before my presentation, by the way. But still, like, no offense, I don't think we're winning. Listen, I'm not saying I'm bending the knee to these people, but I don't know what a revolution looks like. I think they're trying to incite one right now. It's quite honestly, yeah, a bunch of people have been trained not to.
People start fighting back. People start shooting things, and it's just caused. They already got the army-sized police units. It's not hard for them to roll out tanks and, you know, lock down a city.
I mean,
we've been watching them grow their military police caches for like a while, MRAPs and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
who knows what they have that we don't know about? Drones?
No, I do know what they have. Like, I mean, they listen, man. So, you know what? I think I have it. So I was looking into this, and this would have been part of my presentation. And by the way, if anybody's doubting about the nanotech stuff, I just want to put this up here too. Understanding the nanotechnology and COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, it's like, it's at the American Chemical Society. Like, all you have to do is just type it in. It's not tough, right? Like, anybody can look. I'm going to type it in just for people that.
How dare you?
You're
not allowed to connect the dots.
I just don't understand. That's it. You know, but here's what comes up. I do want to show people what their fact checks are. Oh, COVID-19 vaccines contain RNA modifying transhumanism nanotechnology. I didn't say that. I just said they were bio-nanotech. All vector and mRNA technology is. It absolutely is. I mean, these are, and they're acting like this transhumanism nanotechnology, COVID-19 vaccine conspiracy theories. Hey, once again, you saw what I said. I didn't say anything of the sort about the shots. I just said they were bio-nanotech and a document that we're about to show you because you were just talking about warfare. Right. And some of the things they have. I'm going to show you one of the things, the blast wave accelerator. You ready for the blast wave accelerator? They actually give you a diagram.
This is fun.
Yeah. This is back in 2001. Let's see what we can see. I was going through it. There was just so much good stuff. Blast. So let's see. There's the UAV. So those are unmanned aerial vehicles.
3D printer.
What's that?
Can I make one on a 3D printer?
You cannot, unfortunately. You cannot even come close to one. Let's see. There it is. So basically, they give you just a little like photocopy of what it does. But if you look at it, it's a global precision strike on the cheap. Everybody talks about directed energy weapons and those type of things, right? This would be one of those things. Now, the other thing is they talk about nanosats at the bottom there. So that's nano satellites. Those are the small kind of mini warfare, space warfare satellites that I actually talk about that everybody I feel bad for the space is fake crew. Now, I don't know exactly what space is or what's out there, and I'm not an expert because I'm not an astronaut. But I'll tell you what, whatever they can get to up above, right? Whatever they can get to is totally and fucking completely weaponized. Believe it. Believe the hype, guys. I hate to tell you, but that's the reality. Look at these people. No barrel, okay? Notched rails, sequentially detonated, distributed. It says that up to 3,000 pounds, only $200 a pound of projectile. Excellent stealth, no plumes, affordability, ferocity, reaction time, survivability, recallability, effectiveness. And then you see that they're using it for fueling nanosats. So let's just bring that up for the audience here. Okay, so nanosatellites. That's what nanosats are. But we'll just type nanosats so everybody gets it. And there's one. Nice little, hey, there we go. So basically, they got these little like square orbs up in space. And the propulsion systems that they're using are the blast wave accelerators, right? But it's also a weaponized system. So
that little cube just floating around in space.
You better fucking believe it, John.
He's got a little rocket to stabilize it, or does it stabilize in orbit? Like, so it doesn't turn.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like this is why Musk to me is fucking complete and utter horseshit on top of everything. Okay. You know, we talk about rockets and Saturn V and all that shit, right? But the technologies are here. Where, you know, it's a small, this is Wikipedia, you know, it's not like I pulled this out of my ass, you know, this is up there.
He didn't, it wasn't like National Treasure. He didn't break into like a federal building and rappel down the side of the building and take pictures of the documents?
No. No, I didn't.
No, he just typed it up in Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you. There's a lot of
common knowledge.
Yeah, there's like a lot of this stuff is completely unclassified. You know, that's what I'm trying to get people to understand, and it has been for a while. The unclassified stuff is, you know, wild enough. I mean, take a look at this other one here, NanoSat01. We'll bring him right up. I mean, again, all these people that don't understand that what they really have is probably way, way, way more advanced. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like these are things that if you were looking at, like maybe what the Russians were doing in the very beginning, something like their first satellites, that's what that would look like. The space weapon systems we don't know about are crazy, period. I'm gonna make that very clear, okay? So, you know, God forbid I bring that up, and that's what NASA's doing. So, yeah, like, again, they're showing you it, guys. What can I tell you? Global strikes. Look, take a look. $20 million of devices back in 2001. That's on the cheap. Poor man's global precision strike takedown weapon. Oh, mechanical on the ground propulsion tubes.
Poor man's global precision strikes. That's funny.
It's funny if it weren't true. It's funny if it weren't true. So yeah, man, I guess a lot to talk about for me anyway. I mean, I don't want to even talk about the fights because I missed them. All I want to know from you about the fights is, were they worth watching?
The daily fight, yeah, man, watch the daily fight just because it was fun. Machida fight, I thought, you know, was good to watch. There were some good fights.
Okay.
You can, you know, 1.5 speed the Venom Page fight.
Okay.
And then there's some good UFC fights.
All right.
Michael Johnson
fought again, huh?
That fight was really good.
All right. Don't tell me anymore. I'll run into it. I mean, again, I'm so wonked out, man. Like, so this thing was on Myrtle Beach too, right? And actually the weather was decent. But really I was there to work, you know, but like, that's why I go to these things. On my way down to Myrtle Beach, dude, maybe I was like 10 miles out in South Carolina. And I'd say we crossed the border at North Carolina about 30 miles out, maybe like 30 minutes. Like the last hour or so, the main streets of some of these towns, I remember this town called Lumberton in particular, was some of the scariest shit I'd ever seen. Just every single shop or business that had ever been there was either gone or boarded up. And we're even talking like franchise stuff. And then you would kind of like drive through the neighborhood, and the neighborhood didn't seem like the houses weren't run down. You know what I mean? And you just thought to yourself, man, like what happened? What happened here? It's a pretty dense area. You know, the neighborhood doesn't look too bad. What happened to their main street? I mean, devastated. I mean, if you want to talk COVID gutted, you know, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of small businesses are just gone.
It's over. People still think that like everything is going to go back to normal. I'm not convinced. I think we're in May. I think the fear is probably going to be ramped up right around somewhere in the October mark. We really don't know what the next 4 to 5 months, holds for us, right? Like, let's be honest with ourselves. We were seeing some of the craziest shit we've ever seen in our country. Like they're literally manufacturing a baby food crisis, a formula crisis. And look, I'm all for women, obviously breastfeeding, but unfortunately, the society now.
Not everybody can.
What? Not everybody can.
Not everybody can.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Sometimes the babies don't latch. Sometimes they have issues. Like,
I'm just saying, we've also been trained over generations, right? That, you know, that's the way to go. And now you've made a populace dependent on it, and your kids can't get baby formula. And that recall, from what I'm hearing, is smelling like a whole lot of Johnny nonsense. I mean, that's pretty wild. Talk about food crisis, going after the babies first. I don't think people really get it. I would tell people, stock up now on your rice and beans. Do what you can to really try to.
I always like buy one extra thing every time I go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll buy like, you know, I'll get an extra can of tuna fish one time. I get an extra big bag of rice, get an extra can of beans. Yeah, just slowly putting extra stuff away.
I feel like you got to do it, right? Yeah. Like at this point, no offense, guys, but be prepared. I don't know what else. They're telling you these things. And you know, from what I heard, I haven't, you know, again, I've been on the road, right? But I heard Biden fell down again on the stairs. I haven't seen it yet. Should we look it up?
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's.
That man is not doing well, man. I've not seen him look together and composed in an interview ever. Like it's a little bit worse each time. Don't get it.
What is going on here? I can't now get out of my Twitter.
I don't know what you have to tell yourself to like listen to that guy and think it's okay.
There's a lot of things right now, I think, John, that aren't okay. Why is it saying has my Twitter been taken? No. It can't be, right? Let's hope not. I don't think so. Let's hope not. No, I'm fine. What's going on here? Why, man, I hate it when things don't work. I get so upset. I get frustrated, John. This is
we're kind of spoiled.
What's that? I know we are
kind of spoiled.
We are kind of spoiled.
When we push the button, it doesn't instantly do something. They're like, oh my God.
Well, I hate it. Convenience. I hate it when my whatchamacallit, when my job doesn't work smooth, I guess. That's what really frustrates me. All right. So now let's do it. Let's Biden falls. Let's go with Biden falls on Twitter. And let's go to videos, guys. Let's see what we got. No. Nope. Okay. This is the old one. No, wait. Let's see. Oh, wait, maybe it's not. It's May 15th. Again. Here we go. All right, let's do. You guys still got? Is this the old one? Let's see. This could be the old one.
Yeah, this looks. Yeah, it looks like the old one. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty spry at the end, huh? How about that? Yeah, because you can't be having a mask.
Today,
so.
I'm going to show you how I use.
No, that's March. Yes, that is the old one. Where's the new one, guys? I'm hearing all about it. Come on.
It's already been memory hold. They're already stopping the video from being shared. I'm on a 90-day restriction on my Instagram.
For what?
Because of a meme I posted on my timeline. Right, it was a guy on a stage in a Spider-Man outfit, and on the his bulletin thing behind him, it said, "The people that put us $30 trillion into debt want to give you a credit score," and I got a strike for like disinformation.
What?
And it said my account was has been readily sharing disinformation, and I'm on a 90-day restriction. So like my stories, I was getting like 1,200 views on my stories per 24 hours before. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 100. Like nobody's like, I'm getting like 50 likes. Like nobody's seeing anything from my, it's crazy, dude. It's
welcome
like
to the jungle, jail. John.
For a joke, for a joke meme.
People don't get it, man. That's the thing. Listen, one of the other things that I talked about in that discussion, maybe I should play it here.
Oh, and I just the other day I put in my story a link to some it was like AP news release, and they put a disinformation thing on my post there too, or a warning there too.
So it's here. Like, stop calling it Chinese style censorship.
Can't even share articles from major news corporations. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're here.
Crazy times.
Yeah, we're in Crazyville. And it's not, they don't intend on it getting better for us. That's the thing. So yeah, man, like when I was talking, you know, about this stuff and Trojan Horse Civilian Systems. Think about it. Facebook and Instagram are the same thing. They're a Trojan Horse Civilian System. You know, I've talked about, we've played it here. We talked about Sean Parker. We talked about Peter Thiel. We talked about their intricate government contracts. And, you know, especially Thiel being on the board of the Bilderberg Group. You know, Sean Parker being a recruit of the CIA at 16. You know, and the guy behind Napster. And come on, man. Like, this stuff is all military-industrial complex driven. They have their little fingertips in it from the very beginning. We know about signature reduction. You know, they tell you they're hiding in civilian companies. We have the document right here where they say they're going to use Trojan Horse. Just type in Trojan. There it is. Civilian Systems. I can't go over this enough. Like, this is like the wildest. I mean, they talk about genomically modifying human beings. There's actually a part about a cyborg fish in here, John, where they take the brain out of a fish and put it into a full robot. Do you want to see the cyborg fish? They don't have the actual fish in here, but let's see if we can find it. Type it in. There it is. Brain of a sea lamprey inserted, connected into the body of a robotic fish and the initial cyborg. And then, of course, there was Choo Choo, a flesh plant eating robot, plant eating robot that hunts and biodigests natural foods.
Natural. Live off the land. Choo Choo. What a great name.
Oh, man. Unreal. But I'm the kooky one, you know. So I actually got in touch. Well, I didn't get in touch. They get in touch with me. You know, I can only reveal so much because, you know, I tape the interviews all the time, but I was on the road and I knew that this would probably be a good opportunity to take it. So New York Magazine, a writer for them, but she also writes for like the Rolling Stone and Salon and Truth Out and blah, blah, blah. Right. She contacted me about being at the Reawaken America tour. Right. And of course said, oh, you know, your speech was great and blah, blah, blah. Would you do an interview? So I said, yeah. And, you know, I do my thing. I'll talk to anybody, John. Right. But I did tape the interview. And I just want everybody to know, I fully expect this to be like, I'm going to trash the event piece. 100%. 100%. Because one of the angles is, you know, these events are very religious, right? Especially Clay's mm-hmm. events. They're heavy on evangelicalism and praising Jesus and, you know, a lot of things that you would see inside of a church. It's his event, number one. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not here to shit on anybody's religion. I'll tell you what, my mom is like a Christian. My mom, my aunts, my cousin, they're Christians, man. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I was raised a Christian and I don't think they're bad people. In fact, I don't know about you, John, if you have Christian relatives, I genuinely like hugging mm-hmm. and seeing them when I do.
No, yeah, we're Catholic. So, yeah,
you get it right. Like, yeah. Why, if they want to do that and they're putting that on, that's fine. And, you know, basically her question was, you know, some of these people had pushed the Q stuff, right? But now do you feel like the Q stuff is now replaced by a lot of this prophecy and religion? And I said to her, well, number one, I'm never going to knock anybody's religion. Number two, I told you I was kind of raised that way. And I go, number three, you know, it was always the Christians that were talking about chipped human populaces and the New World Order. And I'm like, you just saw my presentation. You know what I mean? I mean, you just saw it. I mean, what do you think this is? Like, this guy's telling you that he's put 200,000 brain chips in human beings 4 years ago. You know, like, what do you want me to say? Were they wrong? Like, it wasn't a bunch of like Democrats going, you know, an atheist being like, yo, bro, satanic New World Order. It wasn't.
It's wild, man.
Right,
it's so dystopic. I just think people don't want to believe it's possible.
I mean, I don't know what else to say to these people because that, you know, and that's the thing. I don't think it's the right's going to save everybody. Like, that's the whole thing, right? And it's funny. So there's this
one. No, like, yeah, I get confused as like right wing, but I'm an anarchist. I'm like a constitutional anarchist. Leave me alone. There shouldn't be much government at all. Like, protect the borders. You can govern interstate commerce, and you can enforce federal laws.
Well, you know, I want a national, obviously I want a military and a national security apparatus in the federal.
Border security.
More than border security. We need national security. I mean, we're living in space war village. You know what I mean? I think that it would be impossible not to have those things, especially because many of the NATO aligned nations, obviously Israel, I would argue, other than China, Saudi Arabia, have pretty advanced weapon systems themselves. You know what I'm saying? We've allowed that through our partnerships. So, but no, I don't want them. So I was right outside of DC, right? Yesterday. And I was heading out, and like the first radio commercial that I heard, right? Are you ready? Is that there's a bill being proposed that you could carry a card for like your IBS or other gastrointestinal problem or pregnancy or something that would allow you to go into a convenience store or shop or whatever, and they would have to let you use the bathroom, not just like for customers.
It's an emergency.
An emergency poopy card, John. I mean, they had an emergency qualified poopy card where you couldn't be shunt by like a gas station for not buying.
Did the gas station get to turn that in for like money reward or something?
I don't think the government needs to be involved in shit like that, right? Like, I don't think we need a bill for something like that.
You ever seen that meme? It's a government starts a ass wiping program 5 years later. How would we wipe our asses without the government?
I guess for being in DC, it's kind of like just a great reflection of how absurd everything is. But come on, man. Like, obviously the government stuff, the outreach, I think the CDC and the FDA and many of the other three letter agencies are completely criminal, or criminal aspects. You know, not everybody that works there is a criminal, but same thing with the FBI and the CIA. I mean, I was thinking about this. One of the things I will reveal that the reporter brought up was MKUltra, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things people don't understand about MKUltra is that during that time, the CIA was running underage brothels out in California, okay, where they had two-way mirrors and they were getting blackmail on people and drugging them at the same time. I just want to put that out there. So, yeah, again, I'd call that pretty criminal. I'd call that Bad News Brown. Hey, you know, what do you do you think that's a gravy train of biscuit wheels? Should we do more of that, John?
It's the repeated like gotchas with the FBI committing crimes or letting crimes happen. When are people going to wake up? I don't. Even with the latest shooting.
Oh man! Like,
they dropped the ball again. Kids been watched for a year. They already reported. They knew who he was.
The way I'm looking at that one is that, unfortunately, like he streamed it live too. It's like a 6 minute video, and someone sent me the link, and I just hit play in the very beginning to see if it was actually that, and it was. And I don't want to watch people die, so I have no idea. I haven't watched it yet. I know that already people are saying quote unquote false flag. I don't know. But I do know this, you know, they tried to, for some reason, associate it with the person who ran over everybody at that parade, which the media completely played down, right? And at the same time, this is an 18-year-old. I want to know what psychotropic drugs he's on, what kind of medication he's been on in his lifetime. Because obviously, if they had him on this list, and they had him for a mental evaluation a year ago, there's a good chance that even during that mental evaluation, he was on some kind of drug. Okay. So,
yeah. The lie's told.
I'm just saying, when you look at these type of events and who ends up actually going through with it and doing these type of things, they are constantly, and I mean constantly, associated with all sorts of mind-altering big pharma drugs, period.
Is it time that we kind of step back and take a look at just the whole psychology, like, industry and therapy and how they're approaching everything? Isn't it time? Do they know what the hell they're doing at all? Because I haven't seen things get better. People started regularly going to like therapy and using these things in like the 70s. Seems like there's been major decline in people's mental health since that time. It's getting worse.
I would say, I mean, you're not wrong.
Hit the brakes a little bit, pump brakes. Let's take a look around.
But it's a multi-trillion-dollar industry at this point. And if you know, again, I'll argue this again. What are they? Trojan horse civilian systems. Really the same exact thing. They serve the same purpose, right? So
you get shamed if you're not like plugged into that stuff too.
Oh, you're bad. You think you're hurting people's mental health and their feelings. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. You don't enable victims, folks. If you actually do love and care about somebody, you are direct and straight with them, and you're brutally honest about what they have to do to fix that situation, or at least attempt to fix that situation. And you also have to assure them that there's no guarantee that by doing this, this, and this, and actually achieving it, you're going to make all the progress you want, because life's tough and other things arise, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you will find that, you know, if you do set goals and achieve those goals, you do have a higher sense of self-worth and self-esteem, and you get more done, and that is better for your mental health in general. It does not take a pill, okay? And that can come in a variety of arenas, but one of the very first, and John will tell you, is physical fitness, right, John?
You let your body go and your health go. You don't have anything. you let yourself become a gelatinous pile of goo, and you're gonna have issues.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a lot of mental health issues because your hormones are a big part of your emotions. And if you're eating garbage food, if you're unhealthy, if you have carrying extra body fat around and you're messing up your testosterone levels, like, it's going to affect your mood. You're going to have more anxiety. You're going to be more jittery. Like, you're not going to be healthy. You're not going to be healthy in the head if you're not healthy in the body.
You know, I would kind of have to disagree with you, because obviously if you can get a custom brain implant, and it's going to lift your severe depression, you can sit there and be, about 100 pounds overweight. You can wear a mask outside and you can garden, John, because, you know, let's read some of this. I always go to the headline, right? But I want to read it for everybody just to let you know how absurd these people are and what they have to say and how they talk to you like you are a child. A personalized brain implant ease the crushing symptoms of a woman's severe depression, allowing her to once again see the beauty of the world. "It's like my lens on the world changed," said Sarah, the research volunteer who requested to be identified by her first name only. The technology, described October 4th in Nature Medicine, brings researchers closer to understand how to detect and change brain activity in ultra precise ways. Yay. Yay. The device
was sounds like sales copy.
Exactly. This is PR propaganda. It's all this is. The device was bespoke. It was built specifically for Sarah's brain. The details of the new system may not work as a treatment for many other people, says Alec Widge, a psychiatrist and neural engineer at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. Still, the research is a really significant piece of work, he says, because it points out a way to study how brain activity goes awry in depression. So again, it's a 36-year-old woman, severe depression, don't change your lifestyle, put a brain implant in there, and you'll be gardening away with a mask on.
Maybe like a synthetic serotonin hit every time you get sad. So it'd be artificially like, yeah, all day. Awful.
It sounds nightmarish because it is. And once again, I didn't even get to do that. I didn't even get to go over that on the speech. You know what? Let's bring up a little bit of the speech right now, so people can check it out. Again, this wasn't anything about the shots. It really bothers me that that's where we're at. Where once again,
how many of you are ready for the most intense presentation of the weekend? Are you ready? Our next presenter is going to give you so much truth in 15 minutes. I promise your head will explode, but you may want to get out your phone. You want to get like a writing device, maybe a ketchup packet. Maybe you like to write with a ketchup packet. That's a weird thing to do, man. Okay. Maybe you want to get on Etch-a-Sketch or whatever you need to do, because he's going to share with you the truth about the transhumanism agenda, all of it. It's amazing. He's a filmmaker. He's an independent journalist, and he's my good friend and now yours. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Jason Burmes. All right, everybody. So today I am going to be talking about the correlation between NASA, transhumanism, and yes, Elon Musk. I can assure you, he is not your friend. Not even close, okay? Now, a lot of people think NASA, well, we're going to the moon and we're going to Mars and it's space exploration. Well, I'm here to present to you that that's only 20% of what they do. And what they actually do is what you see behind me, future strategic warfare. This is a July 2001 document that is stunningly accurate over the last 20 plus years. And remember, we are 18 and a half months from 2025. So I want you to take a look at this right
now. Just want to say I messed that one right up.
This is a DARPA document, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, CIA, FBI, Office of Naval Intelligence, Australian DOD, and they're welcoming the bots, Borgs, and humans to 2025 AD. And you'll notice in the corner there, it says, these are all based on data, trends, analysis, and existing technologies. Okay, this is a 20-plus year old document, folks. No pixie dust. In other words, what we're going to present here is all reality. Okay, so if you take a look over here, you'll see that the global warming agenda and the climate change agenda is also a NASA agenda. And that agenda is a population control agenda. You'll also see they're going to genomically design and repair human species and even mind children. Yes, that is brain chips, transhumanism, which they go over extensively in this document. We're only going to present a few of these slides, but it is 100 plus pages. And you will notice.
So here's where I get banned from YouTube, guys. This is the only section we talk about it, and then we just go on. This is why this video is not allowed there. A video that trashes Elon Musk, by the way.
Predicted that the bio-nano era would begin in 2020. Why do I say it began in 2020? What do you think the shots were? Whether you took the mRNA or the vector shot, they were all biological nanotechnology, and they just injected billions of people with it. Now, if you look there, they don't know when it ends, but the virtual age is next. And I'm going to present to you that virtual age is actually us uploading our consciousness and the end of humanity. It's unfortunate, I know. So we take a look here. They talk about smart dust utilized in the Gulf War, the second Gulf War, and the war on terror. Nanotechs everywhere. Co-opted insects. Yes, that's genomically engineered insects, not only for surveillance, but also biological warfare. Really fun stuff. If you look over to the second one, they talk about stabilization of the world population, okay? And this document's by a guy named Dennis Bushnell. He is still the chief scientist over at NASA. He's been around since the Gemini days, pre-Apollo, and after this next slide, you're gonna get to meet him and hear what he actually has to say about all this. So the last thing I wanna bring up is one of these slides right here. Remember, this is pre-9/11, and they're talking about exploiting CNN syndrome. What is CNN syndrome? Well, they coined that term after the first Gulf War because they realized they could manipulate the populace through propaganda and the news. Shocking, I know, because CNN is so great, right? If you look over again next to that, you'll see what's inexpensive.
So good with it.
You know, the blast.
I mean,
so accurate.
It's super accurate. I mean, I didn't even get to say half the stuff. Look, it says terror attacks within the United States, binary, biological, psychological warfare, collateral damage, exploitation. I do get into Trojan horse civilian systems, and then we get Bushnell.
Wave accelerators, the ICBMs are there, but what else? Information, internet, and psychological warfare, including binary biologics into the food supply. All right, and then what I will argue, we will talk about today, Trojan horse civilian systems. What does that mean? What is a Trojan horse civilian system? Well, they always tell you Facebook's a private company. Google's a private company. Twitter's a private company. They are not. They are Trojan horse civilian systems to get all of your data, all of your information, and then censor you with impunity. I promise you that. So here we have Dennis. Dennis is at a presentation all the way back in 2011. And we're going to let him speak right now about the lower standards of living, population control, really depopulation, and how it's Malthus 101. And if you know anything about Malthusianism, it is what is a life worth. So let's play this clip.
The covert of sustainability, the crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth. As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. So this is Malthus 101. These innate ecosystem restrictions and shortfalls will necessarily shift world econometrics from a growth mantra to one of sustainability, with possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything.
And so you see, population control that changes everything, and your standard of living is going to plummet. And you look at what has happened in the last 10 years, they don't intend on us having a comeback, folks. So the next clip we're going to play is Dennis expounding on this, letting us know that over a decade ago, they'd actually already put 10,000 brain chips in human beings. We'll get to what the number is now. We're not talking just cochlear implants or retinal implants. We are talking DARPA super soldier type implants, mind implants, and beyond.
Plus the ongoing biorevolutions, genomics and synthetic biology, that proffers the very real possibility of designer life forms, including humanoids, capable of thriving in whatever mess we make of the planet. In terms of employment, just as an example, we are in a jobless economic recovery. There's about 7 million jobs missing. Some of them were globalized and offshore, about a third. The rest of them are gone. The code word is productivity improvement, which is a code word for ever better automation and robotization. The machines are taking the jobs, and the humans increasingly can't compete. We're also becoming cyborgs, okay? We have cochlear implants, artificial retinas, artificial hearts, direct brain to prosthetic limb communication, brain chips. We put brain chips into about 10,000 people. It affects congenitally defective brains. DARPA's working on brain chips or super soldiers. 15, 20 years out, if you don't have the latest chip in, you can't compete, particularly with the machines. Okay? So we are merging with the machines.
So he's going to tell you that not only are we merging with the machines, if we can actually get to the clip, because I'm, you know, down to the wire here, that we will upload our consciousness.
Fitch, are you going to upload your consciousness, bro?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to curse the world with that.
Okay, that is the plan. And in this next clip,
he's going to tell you that eventually take over.
Regular evolution is over, and human beings are in control of this on the way to the virtual age.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to functions, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now. It affects congenitally defective brains and increasingly it affects memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips. for super soldiers. And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding direct machine brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution.
Okay, so there it is. There's the human evolution. Did you notice that? 200,000 people with brain chips in 2018. That's 4 years ago, folks. So he also mentions Musk. Musk is the front man for this Neuralink agenda. These technologies are around 4 or 5 decades before they use these Trojan horse civilian systems to introduce them into the public. So here he is. He's going to tell you, finally, at the end of the day, we're uploading our consciousness.
There will be essentially no jobs the machines cannot do. We currently have creative software that are doing ideation just as good or better than humans now. The creative jobs will be the last ones to go, I have not been able to discern any jobs the machines cannot do as machine intelligence and all the rest of the autonomous robotics develops. So now we're to your question, okay? What do you do with these people? We humans are now converting ourselves into cyborgs. We now have artificial retinas, artificial hearts. We have brain chips. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. We can have a high bandwidth COM port built in, so we don't have to use the sensors, and they're very limited bandwidth. And eventually, this all ends up with uploading into the machines. And instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them.
So when we talk about these kind of systems that are going to bring us into that, Google is one of them. Google actually works with NASA, has for well over a decade, and they achieved quantum supremacy all the way back in 2019. Now, Musk, what's he up to? Well, if you didn't know, back in the 80s, there was a program called Star Wars, where we weaponized space, the Strategic Initiative Program. The word on the street was it failed. I assure you, it did not. Okay? In fact,
you know what, we played the rest. If you want to watch the rest, you got to go to Rockfin. But I can assure you we didn't bring up anything more about the shots. Demand my channel back. In fact, if you want to help me, folks, please go to that conversation and demand I get my, I mean, that's ridiculous. I didn't say anything that was medical misinformation about the shots. mRNA and vector-based technologies are bio-nanotech. That's it. That's all I said. I mean, what else do you say about that? Do you not like that I presented it in a document that talks about transhumanism and bio-nanotech that's going to change the planet and population control? I'm sorry, the guy. I'm not the head of NASA. I don't work for the Defense Department. I don't know about the secret weaponized space programs. I just know what they tell me, and I present the information. I'm a bad person for that, John.
Yep. You're not the official approved orator of information.
No, sir.
Not allowed.
Fitch, tell people about the show. I know you did a John Fitch Knows Nothing. You talked about the fights extensively last night, it seems. Yeah.
Well, first we Kane had his another bail trial today and turned down once again. So it's a load of crap. There's a child molester running around out in the wild free, and Kane's not. Yeah,
no, it is bullshit, man. I mean, you know, like Dana said, man, we all say we do it. He tried to do it. And we all know that the system has been soft on abusers of children continuously. Yep. And we all know that there are people in high levels of power in both the political and entertainment industry that are serial offenders of these type of things and walking free. It's disturbing. It's disgusting. And we should really do something about it. Guys, I am exhausted still. I got about, 4 hours of sleep before I woke up, and I geared up for getting the day done after literally another 14-hour drive across the country. You know what? I went through South Bend last night. And all I thought about was Pete Bootlicker. Is that where you're from, by the way?
No, but I fly into that airport.
Oh, do you?
My parents are only about an hour and a half from South Bend.
You go gamble at the Hard Rock Casino over there, do you, John?
No, I haven't been over there. I've only been to the airport, actually. I've never even been to a Notre Dame game, but that's where Notre Dame is.
Interesting. See, I didn't even see that's how little I know about collegiate football or now sports in general. The only time I even hear about sports now is on the road when I'm trying to catch the news and what the entire thing is, other than UFC. And then I try to miss that if I'm on the road because I want to watch it, and now I'll just fast forward through all the Johnny nonsense. We'll probably talk more mixed martial arts next week. Fitch, it's always fun. It's not about left or right. It's about right and wrong. And guys, Rockfin, both of us, we're both there. I know we didn't even get to talk about the crypto crash. I wish we had talked about that. Maybe next week we'll see if there's a recovery. But yeah, I mean, still probably the best way to support me, because where else can I put my work and not be censored? Why does that get censored? Why is that so controversial? Ask yourself that question. Just like John said, because I'm not the official orator.
Why can't I post a meme and not get like punished? Why can't I a silly meme? Ha ha. Like somebody's reading a thing with, oh, I mean, I saw a meme with Spider-Man, some fat guy in a Spider-Man outfit. I'll believe that. Like, get out of here.
All right, Fitch. We'll see you next week, brother.
Amen.
All right. See you guys on the flip.